Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. You know, it's funny, Seth. I opened up this list yesterday that Judy Batista did for NFL.com, and it's Dark Horse MVP candidates. And it's interesting because it's really the best. It's the best of the best of the guys that aren't in the magical, mythical top four right now. I feel like if you were to do a consensus top quarterback list, the top four are on their own tier, and it's some permutation of Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow. Like those, like any quarterback power ranking right now has those four guys in some order at the top, and then it's everybody else after that in a different order. But it feels like there's this sort of artificial ceiling or floor built in between those four guys and everybody else. And so this list that Judy Batista puts together, Dark Horses, is basically the best of the rest after those four guys. And you page down, you page down. I was paging down on this thing, and there's Jaden Daniels, and they got wide receivers in here like Jamar Chase, and Saquon makes the list. He almost won it last year. Boy, I'm paging down, and there's old Justin Herbert, and I'm like, Judy Batista, don't you do it. Don't you put Justin Herbert ahead of C.J. Stroud on a list. And it turns out the list is merely alphabetical, and C.J. Stroud is the very last one down here.
What kind of bogus cop-out is that?
It's an alphabetical.
Judy Batista, I respect her a lot, but this is, you don't put a group up. You put a ranking up, damn it. So we have no idea if she did a power ranking. Perhaps it could be C.J. Stroud number one overall. We don't know.
We don't know.
Travis Hunter is on this list
Travis,
as well.
I want to get to that. Travis Hunter made the list. Yeah. But C.J. Stroud is on here, and it's weird. So here's what she says about C.J. Stroud, Judy Batista. Again, Dark Horse MVP candidate list has about 8 or 10 guys on here. Stroud entered a sophomore slump last season, but that was in part due to a poor offensive line and a terrible string of injuries to his wide receivers. I agree with that. The O-line has been overhauled, and Houston invested in wide receivers in the offseason. Also true. If the line gels, Stroud should regain the form he had in 2023 when he was the offensive rookie of the year and got a handful of MVP votes. Seth, is it as simple as if the offensive line gels, 2023 C.J. Stroud is walking through that door?
I guess it's one of those things where it's kind of like saying, if I win the lottery, I'll be rich. So there's a lot more that goes into it.
Yeah.
The if, it's a big if.
It's a huge if. Yeah.
So if the offensive line gels, and it's not just, I guess, because A, it's the individual performances of the offensive lineman. B, it's Cole Popovich as the offensive line coach. C, it's Nick Caley as the offensive coordinator. D, the tight ends are involved in that as well, and that's all related to Popovich and Caley too. So I feel like I think it's an oversimplification to say if the offensive line gels, because there were problems in every position group last year that, in my mind, could all be traced back to Bobby Slowick not just executing a good offensive strategy.
Yep.
So if the offense performs up to the level of their depth chart, I suppose. The offensive line has some... Look, they've got some glaring question marks with some of the individual players on the offensive line. But as we've discussed numerous times, an average group of linemen can be a solid NFL offensive line if they're coached well enough and if the skill positions are good. So I'll say maybe if not... Like, the offensive line doesn't have to be the best offensive line in the league, but if they can function like a cohesive, functional unit,
yeah,
then that alone is good enough.
Yes.
Like, they can be, can they be an average offensive line the way the Ravens were? And, Ravens, there's different dynamics because Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry in the backfield is such a nightmare for defenses.
Yep.
But it led to a bunch of kind of average offensive linemen being a really good offensive line last year. Likewise with the Texans, it'll look different, but in having C.J. Stroud and then in having potentially two really good running backs plus Woody Marks plus the wide receivers, yes, the offensive line could perform better.
This is how good C.J. Stroud was as a rookie, and the buzz around him coming into last season is that C.J. Stroud being on a dark horse MVP candidate list feels like a step backwards from a year ago.
Oh, yeah. That, right? It's a dark horse. Why is CJ a dark horse?
If you look at the MVP odds board, Seth, going into last season, going into the 2024 season, and you run your finger down it, you go through maybe three or four names at most before you get to CJ Stroud. He was a top five on the odds board MVP guy throughout the entire preseason and into the regular season last year.
I think the guy that jumps out to my mind that's probably in the same category would be Brock Purdy. And just because, with the performance of the 49ers in general last year, you certainly didn't see the best version of Brock Purdy. I wouldn't have been surprised if I saw Brock Purdy on this list just because if the 49ers can stay healthy, et cetera, et cetera, yeah, he'd probably be back up there. You can have an argument about whether he's a system quarterback or not. It's just you can only do so much given the circumstances you're in.
Yeah,
Brock Purdy did some things really well last year, but it was all for naught, obviously.
Yeah, the team wasn't very good. Right. The other names on the list are interesting. The Texans are going to see a lot of these guys this year. Baker Mayfield is on here. They're going to see him in week two. Travis Hunter, they're going to see twice a year for the foreseeable future. So let me read what they say about Travis Hunter. What does Judy Batista say about Travis Hunter? Perhaps the darkest of dark horses on the list, but Hunter mans two positions and neither is quarterback. Still, how do you ignore a player who could do something rarely seen in the NFL both ways, play both ways, and have a significant impact at receiver and corner? Key to whether the reigning Heisman Trophy winner garners any votes will be how big his numbers at receiver are and how much the Jags use him on defense. He's doing both in their minicamp.
Right. He started
hardcore both.
The other day was the first day he had played both cornerback and wide receiver in the same practice. So they're planning. They put him on the fast track. And I'll go back to when Shohei Ohtani was coming up. You know, there were a lot of Major League Baseball players that thought, like, you know what, man, this isn't going to work out. I don't get it. You've never seen it before.
Right.
And, those guys obviously had informed takes. They weren't being jerks about it or anything. You've just never seen it before. So I'm curious. I wonder, right now I'm in the position of saying, I don't know if it can or cannot be done. You won't know. Nobody's even really tried it other than sporadically playing on the other side of the ball here and there. Like, to be more of a full-time player with heavy dosages on both sides of the ball, we haven't seen it. So I don't want to say it can't be done. I wonder if I would have that same sentiment if it weren't for Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'd be sitting here more like, nope, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's idiotic, blah, 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 blah.
I don't think it's dumb. I'm all for thinking outside the box, and the guy can do both at a high level, at least collegiately he was able to. You know, we'll see if it translates. I just think, boy, I look at his frame, and he is stepping up in weight class in terms of the guys he's going to be going against. That's my contention, is I think skill-wise, I think he can do it. And I think even just conventional endurance-wise, he can do it, just in terms of, the workload on his muscles and whatnot. I just think that's a lot of hits to be taking, the physicality of doing that, you know?
The physicality of it, obviously he can withstand a lot of physical, tests, but it's almost, I look about the way they played in college, and it's almost more like an endurance feat as much of an ability to take a bunch of body blows.
Yes.
Where the other thing in college is that, man, you can kind of cruise on defense in zone a lot, and you can't get away with that in the NFL.
No.
And it's a battle, man. Just so many times, it's one of the hardest things that cornerbacks have to deal with is you cover Jamar Chase on a go route, Jamar comes out of the game the next play, and then they throw some other little whippersnapper in there. That
right,
you
like everybody's
downfield.
Good, you know. Like,
and it's and that's hard for really, really good cornerbacks to have to deal with.
Yes,
and then to jump over and play offense, there's no cruising in the NFL.
The fourth receiver on teams he's going to be playing would have been easily the best receiver on every Big 12 team he was playing last year.
And that's where I wonder where it might have some effects on the Jacksonville offense. And oh gosh, it would be devastating if this was the case. Oh no. when you're not the primary, when you're running a secondary route or something, like just how hard are you pushing it when you've just had 12 snaps of man coverage
on the
other side of the ball? It's just that stuff kind of factors in above and beyond the individual performance.
Totally.
I'll admit to this. When I was in high school, I played every single snap when I was in high school. I played offense, defense, special teams, everything. But I knew that I was a defensive player. If I was going to go to college, I was going to play defense.
Oh, yeah.
And I effectively cruised on offense in that I would cut block every single chance I could get.
What position did you play? What position did you play on the O line?
Center and guard.
Okay.
Yeah, mostly center.
Yeah.
So and it was fun. I'd chop a lot of those fools down. but I wasn't as physical on offense as I was on defense.
Because that was your meal ticket. It was on the defensive side. On the defensive side of the football. So CJ is on this dark horse list, and it feels like a step backwards to me compared to last year. I'm like, he's on dark horse list. He's not on primary candidate list. Hopefully that changes at some point. The Indianapolis quarterback situation, Adam Schefter was on ESPN yesterday talking about this. We'll talk about the AFC South in the next segment. But this is where, to me, the team whose roster is closest to the Texans top to bottom, Indianapolis, this is where they are. Here's Adam Schefter on why they signed Daniel Jones in the offseason.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think there's a reason that Indianapolis paid Daniel Jones more than the Pittsburgh Steelers are paying Aaron Rodgers, because they knew that at some point in time they might have to rely on Danny Dimes. Now, as for what's going on with Anthony Richardson, I think when you consider his injury history and consider the fact that this shoulder had surgery his rookie year, and now it's an issue where they're shutting him down till at least the start of training camp, I think it's problematic.
Okay. We'll get more on Anthony Richardson here in just a second. I'm still amazed that people are positive on Daniel Jones at this point.
I think Daniel Jones feels like the way your head feels better when you stop bashing against the wall.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, okay, well, it's better than the alternative. It's it does. Like, okay, I'm not.
Give me a metaphor for Daniel Jones.
I've pulled the arrow out of my leg.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's still, I don't know how, I don't. There's not a hospital within miles. The wound is starting to smell like almonds, but at least the arrow's out of my leg.
I am not scared of Daniel Jones one bit. I know he's probably a better fit for Shane Steichen and what Shane Steichen does, and maybe what Brian Daboll was doing. Daboll does a lot of run game too.
I'm not afraid of Daniel Jones. I am afraid of any passable quarterback with the amount of offensive talent they have on the Colts.
Yeah.
And that, you know, last year with Anthony Richardson, there's only somebody. I mean, we saw him, like, he just, A.D. Mitchell was wide-ass open. Why? As wide open as you can
get.
Stingley,
yeah.
Incredibly open for an easy touchdown. Yep. And he just launches it like 20 yards away from him.
But then there were three other passes in that game where he, you know,
right.
puts it right where it needs to be. Yeah.
Right, right. But that's the problem. It's yeah. It's so infuriating because it's just those highlight reels hit and people say, "Oh, I guess he wasn't accurate." Like, no, he's not.
Dude.
Capable of being hitting a bullseye every now and then, but then wildly spraying bullets everywhere. Like, where'd the other bullets go that didn't hit the bullseye? One hit a school bus, one hit a church,
yeah.
and one hit an old lady crossing the street.
I couldn't believe when Orlovsky did that. Like, I get it for, like, random Dove Kleiman's on there and
yeah,
ML
yeah.
football and those to do that. Like, amazing. And then they show a video of it and they're like, "Oh, the Colts are going to be a contender this year."
But when
Orlovsky posted a video of him like throwing it into a tight window at Florida yeah. in college, he's like, "Man, don't tell me this guy can't throw." I'm like, "Dan, no, he can't."
Everybody like say, "Oh, I guess he wasn't accurate." Like, no. Every single scouting report says he's capable of those throws.
Right.
But he only completes 50% of his passes.
Yeah, yeah. Here's Adam Schefter on what he's hearing about Anthony Richardson.
I'll just say that there's a lot of smoke flying around there about the condition of his shoulder, about screws in his shoulder, about the soreness in his shoulder, about how long it might last, about when he might throw again. And every time I go to somebody that would be in a position to know, they say, "No, he's fine. He should be ready for training camp." And so I just think for right now, it's just one of those lingering questions that's out there. I have questions about whether or not he will be ready for the start of training camp. We don't know when he'll be back there.
Dude, the draft is wild. He was taken two picks after CJ Stroud. Like, if a game in that season goes one way or the other, maybe the Texans are picking fourth and the Colts are picking second. We just got done talking about CJ Stroud being a dark horse MVP candidate. We played audio of the general manager of the Texans, Nick Caserio, talking, going for a minute and a half about what it's going to be like for CJ to have control at the line of scrimmage this year and the second yeah. level thinking he's going to need to do and the Brady video he's watching. And meanwhile, the Colts have a guy that, as you just pointed out, Seth, can't complete 50% of his passes and has screws in his shoulder heading into training camp right now.
And it goes all the way back to high school.
Yeah.
Like, he's just always injured. That's what people at University of Florida would tell you. Like, you know, I love to ask the fans of a college fan base, "How do you feel about this quarterback?"
Yeah.
And everybody at University of Florida is non-surprised. They are not surprised about the injury history of Anthony Richardson. So, no, there's just the dude. He's not going to make it as an NFL quarterback. You know, we just talked about how I hate to say never. A, he completes 49% of his passes.
Yep.
B, he can't stay on the field.
Yeah.
C, he pulled himself out of the game on third and goal.
Yeah.
Third and goal.
Right.
That was not emphasized enough last year when people were trying to say, "Well, why is everybody making such a big?" It was third and goal. Yeah, but he runs so much. He had scrambled back to the line of scrimmage on the previous play.
Seth,
what on earth are you talking about?
Seth, he's got shoulder issues, back issues, other issues. He completes 49% of his passes. He got benched for a few games in the middle of last season. What did he get benched for? I mean, that's a lot of things. Which of those things got him benched? His lack of professionalism.
He didn't like to
prepare. Did I mention he's not really professional as well?
Well, but then when they brought him back, a lot of people have been saying, like, "Hey, man, this is the kind of quarterback, this young guy, you got to run him more if you wanted him to succeed."
Yeah.
So they ran him more, showed some positive things.
Got hurt.
Back spasms,
yeah.
which he says that he's dealt with before.
No.
What are we even talking about here?
Seth is
my God. This is a God. I wish. Is there a way to gamble on this? I'm looking at draftsharks.com.
Yeah,
they have the what the hell? What a horrible website. So his they give a percentage chance of injury in 2025. They say low risk. With a 40.4% chance of injury in 2020. Can I bet on this somewhere? Can I put my 401k on this money?
Bet on injury, yeah.
The chance that he misses at least two quarters of a game, they say it's a 40% chance.
They, I, I, I bet you can somewhere bet on this. The number of games Anthony Richardson plays?
There's no way in hell the odds are the over-under is like two quarters of a game on Anthony Richardson.
God, no. No.
This is a horrible... At least this segment of this this website is just...
Does that website have its own betting kiosk on there? That's the question. That's where the money's going to be made.
Whichever company bought Barstool originally, it's got to be that company.
Let them buy it back for a dollar.
Bought them. I'll tell you what. Can we talk about that financial transaction? What did he sold, Portnoy sold it for what, $400 million?
Like nine figures, easy, yeah.
And then bought it back for, was it a dollar?
I don't know if it was a dollar, but he bought it back for pennies compared to what he got for it. I know, that's
I gotta sell my YouTube. Where can I sell my YouTube channel to?
For $900 million.
I was talking to somebody, I probably shouldn't say his name, but he sold his podcast to a company. He was kind of iffy about it because it wasn't like life-altering money or anything. But the name of the podcast is like, it's his podcast, you know? So yeah. He's like, if at some point, you know, like when this contract runs out, yeah. I don't have to worry about it.
That's like, true. Yeah. It was a dollar. Colin, our producer today, he's in for Ben, tells us he bought it back for a dollar. Barstool.
that is selling high and then dude, buying
that's,
back
that's,
low.
That's good living right there for sure.
It would have been awesome if they had put up futures bets about the financial Barstool. Health of Barstool or something.
The company find that out bought that it.
I'd be so surprised if Portnoy had somehow funneled money into an offshore account and shady trade. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we just got done talking about the Colts. I have a question about the AFC South. When was the last time as a Texans fan you were truly fearful of anything in the AFC South? And this includes the bad Texan seasons. When was the last time? That's coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.